Now, President Obama's State of the Union address included a challenge to Congress to put aside the political differences, and they are aplenty, for Americans who are tired of gridlock in Washington.
They don't expect those of us in this chamber to agree on every issue, but they do expect us to put the nation's interests before party.
Joining us live this morning, CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes. Nancy, any reaction from lawmakers to the president's challenges to work together?
Good morning, Mike and Bruce. Well, we're seeing the fairly typical response from both sides this morning. Republicans who were kind of lukewarm on the speech, thought perhaps it was too partisan, and Democrats who thought it was just terrific. But there were some areas that the president talked about last night that do have bipartisan support. He talked about tax reform that got applause from both sides, sweeping out loopholes and lowering rates for everybody. He talked about immigration reform, which is a huge priority for both sides, and they're working on that right now. So there were some things that he talked about that the two sides can work on and are already doing so.
You know, it sort of struck me, though, that he had quite an agenda before him and his address last night, that all of that is contingent upon a healthy economy. And if we go into sequestration, kiss that goodbye.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he made the argument that a lot of these things that he wants to do won't add one dime to the deficit. Republicans said, we don't believe that. He certainly had a long laundry list. And there were a number of things that, of course, Republicans are never going to agree to. He wants an assault weapons ban. That's something that House Republicans oppose. And so what they're going to say today, rather than coming out and saying, no way, no how, is they'll say, okay, why don't you try to get those things through the democratically controlled Senate first? Let's see how you do there, because the president faces an uphill battle with some of his policies among moderate Democrats as well. And so Republicans aren't going to stick their neck out and say, yes, we'll help you enact your very ambitious agenda. They're going to say, let's see what you can do with Democrats in the Senate. Let's see how far you get, and then we'll consider that legislation.
What about the Republican response by Senator Marco Rubio? Any response from Democrats to that?
You know, Democrats weren't overly critical. They weren't overly supportive. Republicans were praised it very highly, as you can imagine. They said that he made a great case for the fact that Republicans are the party that are looking out for the middle class, have policies that are going to help the middle class and help more people get into the middle class. He didn't talk too much about his signature issue, which is immigration reform. And that's what his aides said before the speech, that he would touch on it, but really that he was going to be focused on jobs and the economy.
But honestly, now, just between us, what was with that glass of water?
Well, you know, everybody gets thirsty from time to time. And, you know, unfortunately, the bottle of water, which probably should have been right there in front of him, was a little bit out of arm's reach. So he did get some ribbing, but he is making some fun of himself on that. He tweeted out a picture of the bottle of water afterwards. And he's making the rounds on the morning shows this morning. And I'm sure he's going to try to poke some fun at himself, try to diffuse the embarrassment of that situation.
That's the way to do it. Thanks, Nancy. Good to talk to you.
Sure thing.
CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes.